This is Dr. Thysel. I'm interviewing Dr. Gertrude Saxman today for the Oral Heritage History Project. We have been attempting to get histories on Mormon people in several different categories from the years 1930 to 1975, dividing it into three categories, 1930 to 45, 45 to 60, and 60 to 75. Dr. Saxman, I know after talking to her, she raised a family in Clay County near Georgetown, and five children, and during the 1940s, she had previously had a graduated from medical school before marriage, and when her family was getting along, some of the Mormon doctors, Dr. Johnson and Rice and others, Dr. Ingebrigtsen, convinced her she should do Manto testing in schools, so she began to get back to the medical part of her training this way. I want to ask her a series of, by the way, Dr. Saxman and I were both doctors in Clay County. I started in 1934 in Hawley and later moved to Moore in 1960. And she was in, started in Moorhead, and in 1960 she went to Yulin. So just a setting of the doctors during this era, 1940s and 50s and 60s. When we were years we were practicing, we had Dr. Humphrey and Ingebrigtsen in Moorhead. We had Dr. Fred Thysel and Duncan in Moorhead, and Dr. Bottleson, and some others too, aren't there? Anyway, they were Moorhead doctors. I may have missed somebody, and then Dr. Barnesville and Seitz, Dr. Simonson and Seitz were in Barnesville. I was in Hawley. There was no doctor in Yulin during that time. Well, anyway, that's the background. We'll get around to asking her some questions now. Dr. Saxman, where were you born?
I was born in England, near London.
Mm-hmm. I was surprised to hear this because I always thought she was an American citizen, and I guess she is, as she told us.
I am an American citizen.
Yeah.
My parents were American citizens,
yes.
And I was born when they were abroad.
Yes. Her father was a doctor, as she will tell you, and so one brother at least, and some others in the family. Her father, I think she told me, he went to England on some medical project. Would you tell us about that?
Yes. He practiced general medicine at Caterham near London for about 20 years, and my mother went over to England and married him. They were both American citizens, she from Indiana and he from Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. You had three older brothers than you?
Yes, I have three older brothers.
Were they born in
My oldest brother was born in Indianapolis, Indiana, but the other two brothers and I were born in England.
Which one became the doctor later?
Well, my oldest brother was a doctor, and my second brother was also a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And then my third brother was a college librarian.
Mm-hmm. And you came back to the United States at what age then, from England?
Well, I was almost 6 years old. We came back in 1916.
So you had all your schooling in the United States.
That's right.
Where did you go to grade school, high school? Yes.
Well, I went to grade school in Indianapolis and in Worthington, Ohio. And I had 1 year of high school in Worthington, Ohio, and then we moved up to Battle Creek, Michigan.
Well, you graduated from high school there.
Yes.
And I suppose you may have been induced to study medicine because you come from a medical family.
Well, that was partly it. I always say that I'd been around nurses and doctors most of my life, And to be able to help people was my aim in life. Mm-hmm. And I knew that I wanted to be either a nurse or a doctor.
Yeah. Where did you take your pre-medic schooling?
I took my pre-medical schooling at Berrien Springs, Michigan.
And then you took your medical school training someplace else.
Yes, I took nurses training in Battle Creek at the sanitarium, and then I took my medical course out in California at uh-huh. Loma Linda in Los Angeles.
Uh-huh. And you had an internship training?
Yes, I had a rotating internship training in Los Angeles, and then I also had 6 months internship in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Oh, yes. When was that about that you finished in Ann Arbor?
Well, I finished in June of 1938 there.
Oh, yes. And you met your husband...
in 1935 down in Indiana.
Oh, yeah. You knew him a few years before you were married then?
Yes, five mm-hmm. years.
And you were married in 1940?
That's correct.
And did you immediately come to Minnesota then, or you wanted?
Immediately, we came to Minnesota.
Uh-huh. You thought it'd be easier to buy a farm up here in Prague.
That's right. Land was cheaper than Indiana.
And how did you happen to land in Clay County?
Well, he bought the farm mm-hmm. before we were married, and was from the National Life Insurance. I think it was a. The farm had been rented out, and then the agent, Kreiselmeyer, I think his name was, uh-huh. was the one that sold it to my husband.
And you farmed there from 1940 until after...
Until he retired.
In the 80s, early 1980s?
Well, yes, he had it rented out the last uh-huh. years.
Oh, yes. And how many children have you?
Five.
How many girls, how many boys?
Two girls and three boys. And the oldest is a girl, the youngest is a girl, and the three boys are in between.
In between. Your youngest one, Susan, is a nurse.
That's right.
And your other daughter lives where?
Well, she had the library science course at the University of Minnesota.
Mm-hmm. And your three boys are scattered now, too.
Oh, yes.
One in Texas?
Yes, the youngest boy is in Texas with IBM, uh-huh. and the middle boy is in Wisconsin, self-employed, uh-huh. with commercial sewing machines for factories and things like that, and he installs them and services them. And then the oldest boy graduated from Morehead State University here, uh-huh. and he's been with IBM for 20 years.
Where does he live?
He lives at Rochester, Minnesota. Yeah.
And how many grandchildren have you?
12.
12? Mm-hmm. And then I guess we'll go on to how did you happen to get started back in medicine again? You were raising your family during your 1940s. Mm-hmm. I think you told me they were born between 1941 and 49.
That's right. And then I started back in medicine part-time with the encouragement of Dr. Rice and Dr. Johnson particularly, mm-hmm. to do mantle testing. And then when my oldest was ready for college, then I started back to work full time.
That was about 1959.
Yes. Started in Yulin at 1960.
You told me on talking to you previously that you did a lot of mantle testing during
yes.
the late 40s, I suppose, or early 50s.
Yes,
maybe
and I did some as long as I was there, because I did uh-huh. it on employees and people in nursing homes.
Nursing homes mm-hmm. and schools, too.
Yes.
You told me, I think it was, you did it in Morehead and Yulin, Felton,
Georgetown,
Linden, Georgetown,
Dilworth at times,
Barnesville,
no,
Holly. Maybe I took care of it in Holly. I was in Holly at that
yes,
time.
Yes, you did Holly in Glendon, I think.
Anyway, let's see, what is I going to say? That is in 1950, some of that, and you meanwhile lived at home on the farm, didn't you?
Yes.
So you were living on a farm, and you were went to these towns to do this project.
That's right.
All over the county. And in 1959, you started working with Dr. Johnson, didn't you?
That's right.
And you knew Dr. Johnson for quite a while before this.
She was the family physician.
She delivered all your children, I think you
yes.
said. That would be between 1941 and 1949.
That's right.
And you used Dr. Johnson as a family doctor.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You were telling me everybody thought so highly of Dr. Johnson, young people, old people.
Everybody did.
Yeah. And college students.
Mm-hmm. She was very popular with the Mexicans, too.
Yeah, I'm sure she was. I worked with her after I came to town in 1960. We shared the emergency room every 6 weeks. It was Dr. Duncan, Dr. Carlson, Dr. Rice, Dr. Holton, Dr. Johnson, and myself. We took turns, and I always enjoyed working with her. Then in 1959, you started in her office, and we were with her for a year or more, and then you went to Yulin.
Yes, December of 1960.
Yes. Just as a little more background, I was in Hawley from 1934 to 1960, and then I moved to Moorhead, Dr. Thysel speaking, and so there was no doctor in Yulin. Previously, Yulin had had doctors from the turn of the century up until in the 1930s. Dr. Megan died in 1934, Dr. Bothney in 1938, and between 38 and 1960, I took care of quite a few people in Yulin, because it was only 16 miles northeast of Hawley. Other doctors in Lake Park and Twin Valley would take care of other people in Yulin. They had a Dr. Casmy there for a while in the 50s, but not more than 2 or 3 years. So when I left for Moorhead in 1960, Dr. Saxman was convinced to go to Yulin. They hadn't had a doctor for a few years then, I don't believe. And you were there from 1960 till
July of 1981.
81, yes. Did they build that medical building when you came? Or
they built it for me.
Built it for you in
1960. It was done by donation entirely.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. And did you ever have any other doctor with you in Yulin?
No, I didn't.
Uh-huh. I think they bought my old x-ray machine in Hawley and moved it to your office in Yulin.
And it's a very good one today. Bob Nicolai said he could use it all day.
I know it was a made-over one. I bought it in 1954. I had it in 54 because I had a doctor that came to me. We started a medical clinic in Hawley, Dr. Bentley, the dentist, and Dr. Arnold Berg, the doctor. And so we moved to a new building. And I bought that x-ray because I didn't have a good one before. I was using a dental x-ray. And we used it 6 years, and it worked fine. Then Dr. Berg, medical doctor, stayed only 1 year, and then moved to Roseau, and later to Thief River Falls. But anyway, we sold our x-ray to Dr. Saxman's clinic in Yulin.
Well, actually, the city bought it.
Oh,
I
yeah.
didn't.
Uh-huh. It was a made-over machine with some Pickering and General Electric or something, but it sure worked good. Mm-hmm. Anyway, then to go on from there, your practice in 1960 and on included a lot of office practice and house calls, a lot of house calls, I suppose. What hospitals did you use?
I used St. Ansgar mainly, but I did take some to St. Mary's,
and
for
Lakes.
A period of years I took them to the Ada Hospital, too.
Mm-hmm. And you had some OBs, baby deliveries, at St. Ansgar's and some in the other places.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Was Dr. Statham in Twin Valley?
He was there for about, 6 or 7 years after I went there. Then he went to Crookston.
1966 or 7.
Mm-hmm.
So that enlarged your territory in Yulin, and you got more Twin Valley people, too. They're about
yes,
12,
I did.
10, 12
mm-hmm.
miles north of Yulin. Uh-huh. I know you used to make a lot of trips to St. Ansgar's from Yulin. That is about 40 miles, I suppose.
Just about.
Trying to think what we should ask you next. You always enjoyed medical practice.
Yes, I did. I didn't want to specialize. I enjoyed general practice.
I was thinking, we talked about your father was a general practitioner, but later became a psychiatrist and work in psychiatry, and you have one brother that was a teacher at Loma Linda.
Yes, he was a specialist in neurology and psychiatry, but he taught neurology for many years at Loma Linda.
Anybody else in your family become physicians?
Yes, my second brother was a pathologist in the state of Michigan for years.
Do you think of any unusual experiences you had as a country doctor, and that anything that stands out in your mind that you can recollect that would be worth mentioning?
I guess I better not say anything to that.
Okay. Yeah, the usual round of medical practice, I suppose, like I did. If you had to do it again, would you do it all over again, take medicine?
I certainly would. I enjoyed the study. I wasn't a brilliant student, but I enjoyed it.
Well, you raised a family of five in northern Clay County, 9.5 miles from Georgetown, and you worked in Moorhead, all over the county doing mantle work. Later was a physician in Moorhead for a year or more, 59 to 60, and must have been 20 or more years in Yulin then, 1960.
Yes, that's right.
Your health has been pretty good all those years, except
yes, it
you
has.
Mentioned you had some cataracts done.
That's right.
One and then the other one recently. One of your daughters, Susan, is a nurse. You want to mention something about her? She worked at St. Ansgar's Hospital for
a while. She worked at St. Ansgar's Hospital a number of years, and then she went over to the Blood Bank in Fargo, and she worked there for some years. And now she's up in Alaska, and she helps out at the Blood Bank of Alaska, which is in Anchorage.
Her husband is
teaching school.
Yeah. How many children does Susan have?
She has three children.
And let's see, what do you consider that your hobbies? You mentioned, I guess, to me when you were young, you did a few things.
Oh, when I was young, it was swimming and tennis and bicycle riding. Now that I'm older, why, I guess it's music, and I enjoy driving and looking at the scenery.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You belong to an organization?
Altruce Club. It's a service club of Moorhead.
Yeah. Dr. Johnson belongs to that,
yes,
too. Yes. Your association and friendship with Dr. Johnson goes back to the early 40s, then. She delivered all your children.
Yes.
Was your family doctor and delivered at least, you delivered all your children, you said. I got this down as a question. Do you want to say anything at all about politics?
Well, it's like this. When I got married, my parents asked what my husband's politics were, and his family asked what mine were, and at the time it was Republican. Now I'm glad they've added independent, because I've been independent for a long time in voting.
How about your husband, wasn't he?
He was very active with the
Republican Party, yeah. Your husband was Webster Saxman.
That's right.
Quite well known as a farmer east of northeast of Georgetown.
Georgetown.
Passed away 2 years ago?
Yes, it's nearly 2.5, but 2 years.
So Dr. Saxman is a widow just like I am a widower. My wife passed away 2 years ago. Was it easy to be a doctor and also live on a farm and see your family and put everything together?
Well, I would say it was a challenge.
Yeah. You maintained a home in Yulin so you could be there.
Yes.
Some of your working time. And
that's right.
Out to
and home for the weekends.
Home for the weekends.
And holidays.
Near Georgetown. I suppose that was about 15 miles west of Yulin.
Yes. The farm was about 20 miles.
Uh-huh.
It was west, I don't know, around 19 and north some.
Yeah. You have lots of places to visit family, I guess. You've got a daughter in Washington?
Yes.
You're going to go up and see...
Susan in Alaska.
Yeah, I should mention you are now retired, and your husband, you retired 2 years ago, about that, 1983. Your husband passed away. You're leaving Moorhead soon and will live elsewhere. You want to tell us much about your future plans? Do you still have some ties in Michigan, California, and elsewhere?
Well, my family want me to travel, and I'll probably do some. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I just want to do something useful.
Yeah. You're going to Alaska to see your daughter up there.
Well, I'm going to see up there, but I'll be living in the state of Washington.
With your other daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And you got no brothers living yet?
I have a brother living in Michigan, and I have a brother living in Williamsburg, Kentucky.
Oh, yeah. Your brother in California, who's...
He died.
He died, yeah.
Yes, uh-huh. Less than 2 years ago.
Uh-huh. Do you have relatives back in Michigan?
Well, this one brother lives in Michigan.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I wonder what else we should mention here. I guess we've got covered it quite a bit of it. Can you think of anything you'd like to mention?
Well, I feel the same as my husband, that Minnesota's been very kind to
yes,
us.
Yes, uh-huh. Yeah, I think Minnesota's a good place to live. I like living in towns about the size of... I was in Hawley, I grew up there, and I practiced medicine there 26 years, and then Moorhead, I like that better than bigger cities.
I do, too. I don't care for big cities.
I don't like all that traffic. So I guess maybe we're both satisfied with Minnesota and this area.
That's right.
Uh-huh. I've known Dr. Saxman through the 40s and 50s and 60s. We were both practitioners and used the same hospital, St. Ansgar's Hospital. And I've always enjoyed working with her. She used to send some patients when I was in Moorhead and she was in Yulin. Some of the patients that we knew in common she'd send up to me in Moorhead. So I took care of several patients that she sent in from Yulin for me to take care of when they needed to be hospitalized in Moorhead. So we've had quite a bit of association together. Well, maybe that's just about it, don't you think?
I think so.
Yeah, okay.